President Biden is hosting African leaders this week during a summit intended to build stronger economic ties with the region, which has seen a lot of investment from China in recent years. In an address, Biden said yesterday his administration signed an agreement to support trade across the continent and invest in food, energy, and health projects. He also announced new deals in the private sector totaling $15 billion.
The deals you've signed, the investments we've made together, are concrete proof of the enduring commitment we're making to one another.
The last U.S.-Africa summit was held in 2014 when President Obama also promised a stronger economic partnership. Joining us now is Mbemba Pezo-Dizolele, who is Director of Africa Program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. So let's start with last night, President Biden saying the U.S. is all in on Africa's future and announced several investments in Africa this week. That summit wraps up today. Mbemba, what do you think of the U.S. commitments? How do they stack up to you so far?
This is a very important commitment on the part of the United States. The United States came to this summit with a trust deficit as far as Africa goes. This is a signal that the U.S. is committing itself to working with the people of Africa to move the relationship forward. As you know, the world is a multipolar world that we live in today with various interests and various powers competing for resources in Africa. The U.S. was lagging a bit behind, behind China, behind Turkey, Russia, and others that are invested in Africa. So this is a good beginning.
You called it a trust deficit. What do you mean by that?
By that I mean the U.S. as a superpower has been engaged in Africa for years, for decades actually, shall say, since before independence. However, that engagement has not always been consistent. If a country has some issue, the U.S. may suspend its relationship, the U.S. may reduce its relationship, the U.S. may leave totally, where in fact African countries really have been thirsting for America's leadership and partnership. That has not always been there in the way, let's say, China has been consistent. Or even the French, who have a lot of difficult relationship with Africans, have been consistent. It's that consistency that has been lacking with the U.S. As you say, the last summit was 8 years ago, yeah. 2014. That's about two presidential mandates. That's not acceptable.
And when you say partnership, economic partnership?
Economic and across the board. You know, the world is facing a number of contingencies, including demographic pressures, including climate change, as we're talking about it, these days. All those contingencies will be determined by what happens in Africa. You know, Africa is the youngest continent. The median age in Africa is 19. The median age in the U.S. is 38, 39. The median age in Germany is 49. So the future of the world is in Africa, and the U.S. need to be present.
And China has invested in that future. They've spent, $254 billion in trade with the African continent. How much of a challenge does China present the U.S.?
China presents tremendous challenge to the United States in the sense that China is a rising superpower. It's just a question of years before they come really neck to neck with the United States. However, Africa is a big place. 54 countries, tremendous resources, tremendous needs. So there's room for both powers to be there. They can even collaborate. It doesn't have to be competitive. It's not a Cold War. The Africans have been handling foreign powers for 500 years. So this is not new to them.
One more thing quickly. What do you think the U.S. can offer to African countries that maybe China and other countries cannot?
It's the values that the U.S. has been pushing for over the year. Good governance, strong democracy, social contract support. Those are the issues where the U.S. has competitive advantage.
That is Mbemba Pezo-Dizolele. Thank you very much.
Thank you.